crime scenes. The themes of contemporary art stem from society and reflect the artist's perspective on them. In 2011, I held exhibitions entitled Impulsive Acts, both in Helsinki and Turku. As a parent of young children, I was anxious about Finland, especially with the recent incidents that seemed almost random at the time. Reflecting on the school shootings that had occurred, I, like many Finns at the time, found myself wondering what could drive a young person to commit such violent, irreversible acts. I thought about how factors such as environment, education, and parenting shape a person's behaviour. I was worried about the future of our children and the unpredictability of life. Through the school shootings, I started exploring the visual aesthetics of crime scenes more extensively, if you can even call it that. However, I didn't want to depict violence in my paintings, but rather the environment where these tragic events had occurred. I thought that once a place becomes a crime scene, its atmosphere is permanently altered. That's why I wanted to name the artworks after the location, without directly referencing the crime itself. I wondered what kind of colours in the painted landscape could convey grief, evil, and fear. Could colour combinations in themselves be distressing? The Crime Scene series was the first set of paintings that really sparked my interest in taking an investigative approach to my sources. For example, I booked an appointment at the Image Archive of the Crime Museum in Tikkurila. I had to work up a lot of courage before I could even bring myself to pick up the phone and call the Crime Museum to set up a meeting. When I finally did, my call was answered by a low-pitched voice saying, "National Bureau of Investigation." I spent several hours there staring at the same screen as the researcher. I wanted to look at photographs of historical homicide scenes in Finland and study their visual composition. However, I made it clear to the researcher at the archive that I definitely didn't want to see any violent images, only photographs taken from a distance, showing the area where something tragic had happened from the outside. As I explored the images, a title for this series of work emerged, Impulsive Acts. Unfortunately, it refers to the most common and tragic type of homicide in Finland, an unpremeditated or spontaneous offence committed often under the influence of intoxicants. At the same time, it describes my painting style, where the brushstroke is often fast and expressive on the slippery slope of the plexiglass. Finland ranks poorly in all violent crime statistics in the EU, and homicides are often committed at home, within the family. You can imagine how, just before the shocking event, people in the building were just going about their everyday lives. Then, in an instant, that same building becomes marked as a place of evil. A homicide completely redefines an ordinary Finnish building, giving it a tragic identity. From that moment on, you can't pass by the building without thinking of its dark history. It's also impossible not to think about the Finnish mentality and how individuals cope with conflicts in their personal relationships. Both paintings and crime scenes can serve as lasting reminders of sorrowful events. My painting process has been enjoyable, as the brush and oil paint have glided effortlessly across the acrylic plexiglass surface. While painting, I haven't focused on the distressing subject matter. Instead, as always, I've focused on the colour, the flow of the paint on the surface, the transparency of the plexiglass, the weight of the colour, and the composition. The choice of subject matter and visual composition are carefully considered, while the brushstrokes themselves can often be impulsive acts.